is this foolishness?
How many dreams can you shape in a minute, an hour?
The kind of clean you like best.
Lost three of my teeth, too. All right, so you lost. Next time you win.
Steamy, hot, hearty, delicious, invigorating.
Hold on. We just heard the intro on the headset.
That yeah. never happens.
No, it's yeah. up there.
No, it was happens. Right here.
Was it? It was in both places.
Right.
folks at home.
It's like our first
folks
show.
At home. Isn't it great? You never really know when you're live.
We suck just as much now as we did.
That's important. Consistency is important. Folks at home, welcome to a brand new show. This is the 10th anniversary Ike Live show. Unbelievable. As I sit here, it is so hard to believe, except when I look in the mirror, that 10 years has passed already. Man, we got a great show for you tonight. We got a bunch of special guests. We've got a great crew. We've got a live studio audience. And we even have...
Let's hear from the audience.
Yeah, let's hear from the audience. Let's hear something. Anything? Wow. It's right. quiet. It's
wow.
It's quiet.
Come on.
All right, here's a couple claps. It's going to be a great show, but in a nutshell, we are celebrating 10 years of this podcast. And I want to start by saying this. Before I even intro the room, I want to start by saying this from the bottom of my heart. What an incredible journey this has been. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you to everyone who's watched this show, whether you are a brand new fan from this year or last show, or whether you've watched from day one. Thank you for supporting the show. We've got a big list of people we're going to be thanking tonight, but you guys, the people that watch and listen, that's the most important thing about this show. And you've kept us going for 10 years. So thank you guys. Hats off to you. Thank you. Thank you. We got a great crew tonight. Let me start over here to my right and, fresh off a freezing trip to South Texas. You can see his lips are still blue. The one and only Dean of Bash University, Pete Gleason. How you doing, Pete?
Good. I'm good.
Now, Pete, I want to start. I want to ask everyone this, but dude, 10 years, that's insane, dude.
It really is.
Yeah.
I mean, when Brian brought it to me, and I'm like, wow, has it really been that long?
Yeah.
You were like, no, you're probably right.
Yeah. It might only be nine and a half.
Might be nine and a half or 9 3/4, but technically it's been 10. Yeah. But, dude, that's unbelievable.
There's so much that has changed
yeah.
since we did our first show.
Oh, yeah.
Think about it.
Like, oh, yeah. Lives have changed. Families have changed. People. I mean, everything.
Well,
businesses.
The sport has changed.
The sport has changed.
There's been purchases and mergers.
Yeah.
The advent of live.
Yeah.
In the world of fishing.
Yeah.
All happened since we started.
It's crazy.
It's like everything's different. New personalities.
Forward yeah. scanning sonar.
Yeah. forward facing sonar.
Yes.
The kayak world has blown up That's in right. the midst of all this.
All in that decade.
It's crazy, dude.
We covered it all.
We've covered it all. It's been crazy, incredible. Sitting to my right, and here's the great thing. This show has been going on for 10 years.
Tennis.
And we figured for the first time in 10 years, the producer of this show has left right. the chair and is sitting on the casting couch. Brian, it took you 10
years. No, hold
10
on, hold
years.
On. The very first show we did,
yeah.
We went live,
yeah.
and then you – just went off script and ripped me in and made me sit in that open seat that was next to you. I was nervous, chewing gum. I
oh,
had no
that
idea.
That's the show.
I think you asked me about a freaking A-rig or something.
It was yeah.
Like, no.
You clammed up and yeah. started rocking.
Yeah. yeah. So this is a, you know.
Dude, but it's great. It's I like having you here. You know, this yeah. is it's nice having you here.
I don't feel comfortable, but I'm
no, I like it. No, you look comfortable. Here's the thing. A lot's changed in 10 years.
I want to move the camera slightly. Towards Pete, we're off center.
Okay. Well, we get somebody to do that. Yeah. Vegas, come out here. We got, by the way, we do have Vegas. Vegas.
It took his shoes off.
Yeah, take your shoes off. It's
that
good.
Karate guy does that.
Move
you're in trouble.
Move that camera. Riz is going to help you. Move that camera a little bit
By the way,
that
I'll take
way.
The responsibility for
A little bit that way. Just like, Yeah, just a little
bit.
It's
going to go good.
Yeah, no, it's going to go good. No, the other way. Try the other way. The other way, because everything's reversed. It's like a mirror here.
Yeah, okay. We're in the upside down.
That's perfect.
A little more. Perfect.
Bam.
Perfect. Nice. All right, Vegas the Hammer. Might have a new job. He's good at soccer. He's good at fishing. He's good at camera work now, too.
Yes, he is.
Brian, here's the thing I want to ask you straight up, right off the giddy. Dude, it's been incredible. Like, I wanted to say this to everybody. I don't know. You probably already know this. But when we were concocting the show, you know, Mark's like, you got to have a producer. You need a producer of the show. Like, who the hell's going to produce the show? I don't know any producer. I don't know anybody that's good at this. I don't know anybody that can.
Still don't.
And I'm like, Fry, you're a carpenter. Would you be interested in producing the show? And you said yes.
I'm like, yeah.
Do you regret that?
That's a good question. I'd say overall, absolutely not. No, it's been good.
Dude, it's been cool. It's been really good. It's been a crazy 10. It doesn't feel like 10 years.
It's not.
Yeah, it's not. It's like nine and a half, nine in a month, or whatever it is. But
nine in a month.
But
like that. Nothing's going to beat that.
Just round everything
stay
off.
With nine in a month.
Yeah. Listen, Dave, if you would look at anything, you might know this already. If anybody's watching has had work done by Brian the Carpenter, you know that nothing's perfect.
What?
Everything's off a little bit.
Wise folks don't
believe
it.
Why would this be any different?
The news.
first 9 seconds on the couch, the sound works, and he gets his career insulted.
It's good to have you on the couch, Brian. It's good to have you on the couch.
Happy to be here.
Sitting to my left, the one and only Dave Brodzik. Dave, you have more AKAs than anybody on the set. Yeah. I gotta just put you on the spot on this one. Mm-hmm. This show would not have the same body and character that it's had all these years without you. And that's serious.
Well,
thank
you.
Everybody I talk to, like whether they've watched it from day one or they picked up on it a few years ago, they say, dude, this is a funny show, and it's because of Dave. They always mention you. Like,
it's nice. Thank you.
We needed to have you in the show. We had to have you in the show. And, dude, I really, 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 really appreciate that.
Thank you.
We had to have you in the show. That's how important it was, you know? So thank you for being a part of this. Yeah,
my pleasure. It's been
madness.
Fun.
Dude, 10 years.
Eight and a half for me.
Eight and a half for you.
You guys brought me in. Remember, you know. You weren't going to have me on, and then all of a sudden, the show can't go on without me.
Well, here's what happened, and
quite a statement.
It is quite a statement. Yeah. No, but here's the thing: like the shows that you know didn't have you were really a different show.
They were fishing shows.
Dude, we fought that from day one. And shout out to everybody who had a fishing question and have fishing questions. And
we're going to post Pete's phone number.
We're going to post.
Call Pete.
We're going to post Pete's cell phone number. Rizzo, put it down in the comments so everybody can see. But listen, he won't answer anyway. He doesn't answer us. So he's not going to answer you.
No sweat, right?
But you can call. But here's the thing. You know, we always kind of like early on.
It's not true.
We really.
It's not true. It's a lot true.
We really like. Broke the podcast away from being a traditional fishing show. And, you know, Bass U is where we have a podcast that's hardcore fishing information. And it's a great place to go to get that. But we've always shied away from it here. I think that's what set us apart. You know, I'm happy we came up with that philosophy, you know.
No, that was you.
Yeah, I'm happy we came up with that philosophy.
Yeah.
I don't mind answering the rubber worm questions every once in a while. That's fine, you know. Six batteries. Why six batteries in your boat? I don't mind answering those questions, but
You've done it for the last 30 years.
It is nice to have a separation here, and it's a little different.
It's fun to learn about, like, the trials and tribulations of these characters in the fishing biz.
There's more to fishing than just the techniques.
Yeah, how they got there, you know, how things went south and their big successes.
Yeah.
Dave's always busting chops.
Of course,
I remember, what was the brothers? What was the
Lee brothers.
The Lee brothers.
Oh, we had the Lee brothers on fight, making them fight with each other?
What were you saying to him, Dave? Like, are you pissed off that your other brother is?
Oh yeah, just straight up called him to the plate on it.
You had a whole character.
No, I know, but that
you took helium balloons and did Matt Lee. it was highly offensive.
I remember being told I'm not allowed to do that. No,
and that's a good sport.
Oh yeah. Here's the thing. You know, we've we're going to talk about this continually throughout the show, I'm sure. But, dude, we've
– hold on. If one brother's always winning and the other one just is amazing but doesn't win the big ones, come on. The Voice has to be a helium.
Oh, yeah.
It sucks.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing, Dave. You just hit it on the head. We have said things over the years that a lot of the traditional podcasting or radio shows or whatever, fishing industry is uptight. It's always been uptight. I'm just telling you. That's the way it's been.
Oh, but they're mostly all rich blue bloods, dude.
Yeah, well.
They never told how much they suck by anybody.
I know. Well, here's the thing, though. I think one of the strengths of this show, is as we've been – Vegas, listen to me. We've been
– Vegas, listen to me.
This is an important life lesson for you. We've been honest. We've been upfront. We were not afraid to kid around. We're not afraid to push the boundaries. I think that's been the strength of the show, you know, and I think,
having people on the show that aren't in the industry and have nothing to lose in their personal lives.
It's perfect. Yeah. It's perfect.
I remember being so nervous, right? Because we walk the line like of sponsorship management, right? You can't be controversial.
Yeah.
You can't do it because you risk.
You can't.
You risk losing those sponsors and like Dave Bluebloods. No, most pro anglers, man, they're getting by.
They
can't afford to lose one of those sponsorships.
Yeah.
And I was terrified. I was terrified that I would lose all my sponsorships. And as it turned out, I lost all my sponsorships.
Perfect. Dude, the power of Ike Live. The power of Ike Live compels you. The power. Like life compels you.
Dude, oh, how about the growth of Pete though? Like he would get so nervous, he would leave early.
Oh
I
yeah.
Remember, like in the early shows.
Oh yeah.
Somebody, Jake Haas reminded me. Like Pete would actually like get up and leave.
Yeah.
Like, as we would get
the
close
nervousness.
We'd get close to after hours. You're like, I gotta go.
Yeah.
I got a guide on Chesapeake. But like, and then you look at last, you know, two shows ago with Uncle Larry's. He's like. Where the bitch is coming around.
He's grown up. He's got dynamic over
the
years.
Growth of Pete.
But I will say this.
I would say that the generation of Pete. He got a TikTok account and they'll.
Oh!
He's probably got a burner one that they'll tell the buddy about.
But Pete, honestly, you just brought something up, which is your character or you in the show has been just as important. Because, you know, like when I look at this show, I look at all the characters over the years, whether they're in the room tonight or not, they've all provided something essential. So, you know, Dave has provided like amazing, this amazing comic relief and ball busting. And you've always had that ability that you're a great person to interview people. Like you're very intellectual, but you're the nice guy. And we needed that. We had to have that too. You had to have those polar opposites, you know? You have the devil on this side and the angel on this side. You had to have them, you know?
The voice of reason.
The voice of reason. Yes. We had to have that over the years. Well, that was key.
Do you think that the voice of reason is, you know, have things flip-flopped a little bit? Let's dive into that in 13. Right.
Well, the Hydra Collider.
Saying. I'm like, Dave.
What year did they split the atom, Dave?
Might be more logical anymore.
What year did they split the atom over there in Switzerland?
2014.
It kicked on.
Was it before I won the Delaware or after? It was probably before because they wouldn't even had a Delaware.
Well, if the show
return.
Started in 2014, it would have been after.
Okay, it was after. All right, I want to intro the rest of the room. We've got some great guests sitting on the chair here. I don't know how. Riz, is there a way to get
just intro Rich?
Yeah, let
intro
me see.
Rich.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna intro Rich in a second. I want to. I've just gone left to right. Yeah, don't mess me up.
Don't worry about Rich.
We've got Keith Thomas. Keith, how you doing tonight? Great to have you on the show.
Can't hear you because Mike's not following directions.
It's awesome. And we've got, of course, Powerbait Paul in the house tonight. Paul, how you doing? Okay.
Riz is saying pick up the headsets.
Pick up both the headsets. There's another headset over
there
too.
No? All right. BBP has entered the chat, everybody.
Paul, what's up? Paul, it's good to have you guys on the show. It's good to have you on the show. This is nice.
About to pass the mic off to the Big Bass Bandit right here.
Yes.
Hey, Keith? Doesn't Paul look like he's ready to throw a Molotov cocktail at like a Russian?
I know. All camoed out. All
Marines.
It's great to be here for your 10th anniversary. It's a privilege for me to be sitting in this room.
Dude, it's great to have you on the show. It's great to have you on the show. And
it's an honor, man.
Dude, the great thing about the show. So, you know, like I always try to I slap myself because my whole life, everything that's happened is because of fishing. But through this show specifically, I've got to meet some really amazing freaking people like you and like Paul, you know, well, indirectly or directly because of this show. And it's been great. So thank you.
I was saying that to a friend of mine. What an amazing ride it's been just through fishing.
Oh, yeah.
The people you meet.
Yeah.
Gentlemen.
Yeah.
True hearted. Great people.
Yeah. It's crazy, isn't it?
It's amazing.
All because of fishing. Like, fishing has led you to meet these people.
Without fishing, where will we be?
Yeah. Right? It's crazy.
Probably making money.
It's crazy. Probably making money. Making real money.
Yeah. Yeah. Hit stocks.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we appreciate you guys being on the show tonight. That's awesome. And then last but not least, let me go back to the booth. Vegas, slide your chair up so you're closer to that mic over there. Slide your whole chair up. No, slide the whole chair up. Put those headphones on. Slide those headphones on right there. And talk into that big mic right there. We've got the one and only Vegas the Hammer with us tonight. Yeah! Vegas! Yeah. Vegas, how you doing tonight? You've been on the show a while. Mostly every time you've been on the show, you've been on the casting couch here with us. But tonight, you're back behind the booth here with Rich. How's it feel to be like producing kind of in that role, that engineering role? How's it feel back there?
None of us know how to use them.
Yeah. Now, do you think working this stuff is easier or harder than reading live scope, active target, live imaging?
I mean, it's kind of the same, but like you have the live scope and it tells you, but all behind it is like all the coding.
Yeah.
And here it's just all the coding. Like, there's nothing in front of it. It's just a bunch of coding.
Right.
So I would go with this is kind of how to live.
I would agree with.
Hold
you.
Up.
I would agree.
Pause. With Vegas, you on that live scope wave right now?
Dude.
I don't have one, but my dad has one. It's so
I heard of. I might have heard some stories about that.
Yeah.
At a Thursday nighter this year.
Yeah.
Catching them off the scope.
Yeah.
Might have to talk about that later.
Yeah. It's interesting. Riz, I'm going to throw him under the bus real quick and say this. That
is he holding out?
Well, I just want to give him some props because I've had it now for a few years.
Yep.
And I see him. And I know what I'm looking at. I know it's a fish. And I make a cast out there, and I'm always off. I'm always 5 foot past them or 5 foot short, or I'm to the left or I'm to the right. Dude, I've never seen anyone watch the bait drop on their heads every time.
Wow.
Like Vegas. And I don't get it because he's used it like 10 times in his whole life. You are so good at dropping on them, Vegas. Why is that? Why can you hit them every time?
Well, it actually started from, I think, an Ike Foundation tournament with Greg.
Greg DePalma. Greg, GDP.
He like started telling me, like, you got to follow the arrow. And on the top, it gives you, like, 20 feet, 30 feet, and it keeps on going.
The number, the distance in feet on top, yeah.
So you would cast, like, 20 to 30 feet.
Yep.
Watch it drop on them. Like, follow the arrow. Watch it drop on
them. Yeah.
And then when you see they got it, then you just do the rest, like no more fishing.
Wow. It's incredible. Well, he's got great, I don't know, awareness of that space. So hats off to you.
And the greatest military the world's ever seen couldn't shoot a balloon out of the sky.
Yeah, if you've seen our Ike Live post earlier in the day, you know about that balloon that's been floating around and couldn't even get it with a Red Ryder BB gun.
Vegas could have got it. Vegas could have got it with his flipping stick and some forward sonar.
Slingshot, flipping stick, shoot from the hip. You know how Vegas casts. Last but not least, producing the show tonight, and this is awesome because this is a bit of a homecoming too. We've got the one and only Rich Leadbeater, a.k.a. Riz, a.k.a. Rizzo, in the house. Riz, good to have you in the house tonight.
Good to be back, man. It's been a fun ride, you know, through the Ike Live years. The ups, the downs, the wins, the losses, the broken boats, the everything. It's just been a good time.
Broken boats, broken hearts.
Yeah, exactly.
All that.
Everything in between.
Yeah.
So.
Well, same goes for you, Riz. It's, you know, I think the first time I met you and saw you, I think it was actually at like a Thursday nighter or something.
Yeah. Yep.
And, you know, like it was introduced to you by Brian or something. Like, hey, this is Riz. Hey, hey.
Nah.
But, dude, it's been awesome. And thank you for everything. You know, of course, with Bash U, but especially with Ike Live, dude. It's been been so cool to have you involved in this project. So thank you.
It really has been. It's been a fun ride. Getting to know all you guys and the viewers, the chat board. Like, it's crazy. When we go to the Classic or ICAST or whatever, everybody's like, you know, they're always saying, oh, I watch Ike Live. I watch Ike Live. And I'm like, man, I haven't been on the show in 3 years. But that's awesome.
Yeah, it's crazy. And that's true.
It is.
And that is true. And I know we all have those stories, Pete. Mm-hmm. I know you've got some. I know Brian has a lot. For crying out loud, he's got his own logo and hat. But we've all had, and they're for sale, by the way. We've all had those moments where we're out and about. And, you know, for me, it's very surreal because I meet people and the two biggest things they want to talk about all the time are Ike Live or City Limits Fishing.
That's awesome.
That's it. And, you know, in my mind, like just the competitive tournament guy in my mind, just a little piece of it, like that much of my brain is like, what the hell? I won the classic. Yeah. I won Angler of the Year. I won Angler of the Year for crying out loud. Yeah. Nobody cares. Nobody wants to talk about that. They want to talk about this and they want to talk about City Limits Fishing. And I love that just as much. I think that's just as powerful. We're connecting with people. We're reaching people. So that's all that counts. You know, that's all that matters.
It's connecting with people in a way that, like, when you won, they get like a snippet.
Right.
A snippet of you.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Right.
This is like, it's 24/7. My favorite one is, you know, guys like, how many Ike Lives does it take to get to the launch ramp? You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. They drive.
Yeah. They got 4 hours. They know they can get one episode in. They got an 8 hour drive.
Yeah.
They're going to get two episodes in.
Yeah.
You know,
it's awesome.
It's pretty cool.
It's very cool. This is our 10th year anniversary show. If you're watching, let me remind you, as from the first show to now, I'm going to say the same thing. Your input is critical. We want to hear from you. If you've got a question or comment, hit Riz up on the IMs. He's going to be putting them through. We might get Vegas involved. We might have Johnny coming in later. Johnny Valdez might be coming in later.
Who?
Do some IMing.
Baba
Hoagie Lady is coming in. So you got a question or comment?
Am I going to sit here though?
Please sit him through. You got to sit here for a while. Yeah, sit here. Chill out.
Never imagined it all my life.
New York Chris said, wow, it's been 10 years of supporting you jackasses.
Shout out to New York Chris.
How many prizes has he won?
That's what I'm saying, dude.
That's a trivia question.
Yeah, we've only really, over the years, 10 years, we've probably only actually sent out like less than 50 items. We probably guaranteed 1,000, but we've actually only sent out 50 or less.
This is the Ike Live Vortex.
Yeah, New York Chris got like 30 of them. So.
Brian, you remember at the Classic this year when we overheard the person come up to the foundation booth? They're like, hey, I was wondering about that Ike Live gift from a
that
year
ago. Never got it.
Like, I quinched when I heard it, and I'm like, oh, crap. I didn't hear it from Becky. And then I started doing the math, and I was like, wait, that was after I left. I'm good.
Oh, my God. It's so crazy. But here's the thing. I want to get through this because this is important to me. It's important because it keeps the show afloat. It keeps the show going. But these people are also supporters of the show. And I want to start with the sponsors and companies that have supported Ike Live. And right there, if you're looking at them, you see those boxes stacked up. This has been a supporter from day one, almost, you know, that whole 10 years to now, Brian DeCarpenter, Mystery Tackle Box. What a great supporter of the show. We're going to be doing an unboxing in the third segment. This is the only live podcast that does it. And let me remind you that we have a crazy, 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 crazy deal going on right now. If you want to get this thing, if you want to get a Mystery Tackle Box, I know you've heard of it, use the promo code IkeLive, 30% off your first Elite Box, 50% off your first Pro Box. That's amazing. Tackle Warehouse, AFCO, and the Ike Foundation, also big supporters. But here is an old school list of supporters. And I'm going to go around and I'll mention a name and maybe we just say something. I'll go around and let everybody say something. Supporters from day one of the show, just as important. X Mark. Do you remember that?
Holy
dude, the
smokes.
Very, very beginning of the show, Dave, the very beginning of the show.
Mike got a lawnmower.
Need
to bring X Mark.
You guys wrecked one of my bits later. I was going to rip that.
X Mark was a supporter of the show. Yeah. You remember that? We had the neon sign the whole thing. We had a lawnmower. That's crazy.
64-inch zero turn.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were doing videos.
Yeah.
Didn't you have to wear a helmet on it or something?
I don't remember.
Dude, they made him wear earphones
eye protection and had the seatbelt on, dude.
Oh, yeah.
And you did.
Oh, they did.
You
yeah.
did it, dude.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, that's normal, though. Is like,
shout out to X-Mark.
Shout out to X-Mark. But anytime you have corporate level sponsors or something that's in the criteria.
I can't stand corporate. Yeah.
I know. But that's the way it was. But shout out to X-Mark because, listen, back then, they were
X-Mark's
like,
cool. Great tractors. But their office sucks.
Their office sucks.
Just
that's
like
okay.
everybody else.
Yeah, but like everybody. But here's the thing, dude. They supported
yeah,
the show
shit.
When nobody.
I think Brian's going back behind the booth real soon.
I'll go back
over you, dude.
That's right. My point is, early supporter of the show was X-Mark. Another one, okay. Line Cutters.
Oh,
early
yeah.
supporter of the show
Shark
was
Tank.
Line Cutters.
The Shark Tank.
Yeah.
Guys.
Our second one.
Yeah.
After X-Mark was Liquid Mayhem.
Liquid Mayhem.
Before
I had,
Line Cutters was Liquid Mayhem.
I had that on my list, okay. Liquid Mayhem. And here's the thing about Liquid Mayhem. Some of these sponsors come in and, you know, they're supporters of the show and they have a cool product that, you know, we get to use and show. But here's the great thing. Liquid Mayhem was a supporter of the show and a sponsor of the show that is something I'm still using today. I really do. I'm using it. Dude, I believe in it.
Hell yeah.
There's been too many times in my fishing career where having some of that scent on a bait has made a big difference, right? And, you know, not even soft plastics. Like, I'm not talking about if I'm using power bait, I'm using max scent. Dude, the scent's already there. But hard baits, plastics that aren't scented, dude, it works. So that was cool to have them involved.
And they were cool. Mow the lawn with a helmet on?
I generally don't mow the lawn. I generally don't mow the lawn.
Like
but...
one of those, like on permanent disability neck rolls in case like the insurance inspector's watching you through binoculars. Like in...
the thing on the airplane you wear. That's
like... Well, yeah, I like Liquid Mayhem because they didn't like, we did a lot of like raunchy jokes with them in the beginning too.
And oh yeah.
Like,
and you didn't have to wear helmets.
No, they were no helmets, but they were totally cool with it.
They were so cool. They were Canadian. Most Canadians are super cool. I've learned that over the years, but here's the other thing. Do you remember the Liquid Mayhem taste test where we swapped out the scent Vegas. We actually put like
mustard and ketchup
and mustard in the Liquid Mayhem bottles.
Did
and
it
we,
taste good?
It tasted like ketchup and mustard.
But there wasn't like still like.
No,
they were clean tubes.
Yeah,
Vegas.
They sent us very clean, sterile tubes and we were able to just swap it out. So
you ever had crawfish, Vegas?
Say it again.
Have crawfish.
You, I don't know if you've ate
crawfish.
Well, they're
crawfish. Good. I mean, I might start putting Liquid Mayhem on stuff just for fun. So,
dude, here's the thing, Riz.
Your hot dog.
You know, a lot of kids, and I'll just throw this out there. A lot of kids, especially Vegas's age, like my two older girls were like that. Dude, if it wasn't French fries or hamburgers or chicken nuggets, forget it.
Yeah.
Dude, Vegas ain't afraid to throw down.
Yeah.
Really?
Dude.
Logo King.
Burger. Well, he likes burger, but snails, lobster. Yeah. Dude, fish, my any youngest. Kind of sushi.
Yeah.
Escargot.
Like tonight, he had, what do you had? Like Greek meatballs tonight or something?
Meatballs, carrots.
Anything.
Oh, man.
Yeah, carrots. You throw it down, bro.
Carrots?
That's good. Yeah, carrots? Because of the eyesight, you know? He wants that good eyesight. Dr. Squatch. Dr. Yeah. Squatch. What a good sponsor. You know, that was another one, dude, where I was kind of in the shower like, oh, shit, this is pretty good. You know what I mean? Like, Dr. Squatch.
I'm still a subscriber.
My son still uses it.
Yeah. Because it's manly soap.
Yep.
And that's the thing. You know, you have a lot of soap out there. It's manly soap.
Yeah, like I got an order coming in now, the pine tar candle, and they have this new coconut soap that he made me get them.
Wow. Yeah.
The pine tar, it's just that I still – it's black. That stuff just
it's the most manly smelling soap that there is.
Yeah.
It just gums up your shower. But me and Jake both love the rest of it.
Yeah.
You know? You don't like the pine tar. No, I do not.
Oh, really?
I like the pine tar. I like the pine tar.
It leaves that black residual.
It does. In the bathroom.
Yeah.
It does. Yeah. It does leave a black residual.
So I fired
I do
that
like
one, but I love all the others.
Fired it.
Flambeau, of course. Hobie, of course. Heshy socks.
Yeah.
What a cool opportunity that is. And here's the thing I want to shout out Heshy about. Dude, a lot of these sponsors have come on and they support this show, but they also support the kids fishing arm, which is the Ike Foundation. So thank you to all the companies. AFCO is another one that supports kids fishing. So thank you guys for doing that. Real Snot.
Oh, yeah.
How about that one? The Real Snot guys. Shout out to Real Snot.
Yeah.
That's another product that actually makes sense, you know, and they're good dudes.
Yep.
And of course, you know, the foundation of the show, and I think this is what's made this show really good. And I'm not saying this from any other regard except that we like liquor here. We like alcohol here. And we like fishing. And I think that's the body of the show, right? It's been liquor, beer, and fishing. We've had a lot of great liquor sponsor, beer sponsors over the years, starting with Yards Brewery from the very beginning. Shout out to Yards over in Philadelphia. They still support us. Of course, Founders thought it was very fitting that we'd be drinking Founders, even though they're not technically supporting the show anymore. Thank you, Founders, for all the years of support. And a Tin Cup Whiskey. You know, we've had our fair share of Tin Cup over the years, shots, and they're still involved in the fishing industry. So shout out to those guys, dude. It's been good. Did I forget anybody?
Meatbox.
Can I mention one? Primal Urge. Yes. That was my favorite.
Primal Urge.
That was the best one, dude.
I can't believe that didn't stick. I thought that would do good, and dumbasses didn't subscribe. I loved it.
I think a lot of times when people watch or listen, they take for granted that list that we throw at them every week, right? Yeah. You know,
they missed out.
Yeah, we throw this list, you know, mystery tackle, you know, we're just, and it's more than that. It's like, you know, it's almost like if you want to see the show and the premise continue, you know, you have to support that. You know what I mean? Yeah. So there was probably some missed.
Those promo codes, guys, aren't designed for convenience. They're designed so the sponsors can see that they're getting.
They got to see the.
They
return.
Can see they're getting engagement. They so if there are return. Other shows that you like and you hear a promo code and you might want to think about that.
That's Come on, New York, Chris, you didn't get that.
All
those prizes we sent you.
Yeah, you type wide. You got to run in your mouth. Let me see the receipts on how much you supported, man. Yeah.
All right, I got one last. I got one last little bit, and then I think we have our first guest getting ready. I have one
Big
more
one.
Little bit that Big I got to do. And that is, real quick, just thanking some of the other participants, specifically the interns I want to go over.
We've had a few.
That we've had over the years. And
oh God,
before I do that, now it'll be real quick. Before I do that, shout out to James Riley, because that Ike Live logo that you see every week, it's right there in the corner of the screen. James Riley is the designer of a lot of the logos that you guys see, including Vegas the Hammer. Your logo was designed by James Riley. You got a great logo.
And they don't forget the draws too.
Yeah, everything. Yeah, so it's been great.
The guy that drew all your pictures.
Oh, Steve Donis. Yeah. Oh, dude, shout out to Steve Donis. I'm glad you said that, Dave. Yeah. I didn't have that in my notes.
I spend like a few hours with him still every day, like every Christmas, Thanksgiving. You know, hey,
dude,
you and the family. And,
oh,
you know,
dude, Steve Donis is the most genuine, down to earth dude I think I've ever met, and he's super talented. And that was one of those deals where I feel like
you said this would be short.
It's all right.
Why?
I feel like
people want to hear
some of the guys that we've met and worked with. We've helped them, and they've helped us.
That's very
it's
true.
Been a great, you know, where we've been able to give back and forth. And I know Steve, we've helped Steve a little bit, but Steve for sure has helped us. And some of the original,
you got his artwork everywhere
over the. Oh yeah, his artwork's back here in the halls.
Over there,
it's been great. So
and then
thanks,
he
Steve.
Went on to now he's full time with the Bassmasters.
He is. He's doing a lot of cartoon
doing
work for
all
Bassmasters.
Their stuff. So
it's
that's
amazing.
Really cool.
All right, here's a little list, short list. I'll get through this real quick of some of our past interns. One of our original interns, Dave Wallace, a.k.a. Tom. Shout out to Dave. I know he's not watching, but that's awesome. Of course, Eric the intern, and we just had a great show with Eric, and Eric spent
really
a lot
cool
of years with
him.
Us. Yes.
I think Dave was the first intern of any kind that didn't fish.
He didn't.
He might be the only one.
I think he like wore corduroy pants.
He did wear corduroy pants. Yeah. Of course, Zach. Not forget Zach.
Yes.
Spend a little time with
Six
us.
6'9".
Yeah. Cesar. Zach Cesar.
Zog.
AKA Zog. Spend some time. Shout out to Zach. Thank you. Riz, of course, here in studio with us tonight. A lot of years with Ike Live. And more recently, Jake. Jake Haas. Thank you, Jake. Lots of good stuff from Jake. And I did want to throw Paul into the mix, even though Paul's not an intern, because Paul's our fisher. He's our resident fisherman. He's our resident grassroots bank guy.
It's like
I wanted to throw you into that mix because you've really contributed to the show. So
my inspiration
you.
To be conversant.
Yeah, thank you, Paul. Yeah, thank you, Paul. That's it. Shout out to those guys. Yeah, shout out to those guys.
How about Becky? No love for Becky?
No, Beck's going to be in later. Right. I'm just going to throw her on the spot. Beck's going to be in later. It's funny. She does a lot. Like, she does. I will say this. Dude, Becky does a lot. A lot. She handles.
Look how he times it as she's coming.
Up. Oh, Jesus.
Storming up the stairs.
She handles a lot, and she does not get the credit that she deserves.
Put your trash.
Whoop,
for a lot,
whoop.
You know. So.
There she is.
Oh, look at this. Wow. Wow. I didn't think anything could be prettier than that Blacktown swim bait tonight, but it actually kind of looks the same. Look at the finish on the sleeves.
Sparkly.
And that donk, very similar.
Very nice.
Beck, how you doing? Put on that headphone. Man, I didn't realize that all this was happening here, but this is great.
It's the almost 10th anniversary.
Yeah. It's almost 10 years.
Don't you remember when I used to get dressed up?
I do. So,
what are you wearing?
And the last 3 years, I've worn pajamas to this show.
Who are you wearing tonight? Give it to us.
Oh.
Start with the bottoms.
Did
and
I just
end
breathe
up,
like that?
Yeah, start with the bottom and go top.
I think this is Free People. Check out these boots. These are Italian. Are they not amazing? Can y'all see
Italian
these?
Leather, white Italian Dang. Leather boots.
Hi.
Well, they're big.
Some shit kickers.
Okay.
Michael
Stars. What else you got?
Vegas got me this jacket. Ren and Glory, isn't it? So
Ren and
bad.
Glory?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Nice jacket. Vegas, nice work on that, Thank by you. The way. A little jewelry.
Dave's falling asleep. Dave's falling asleep.
No, so I'm watching Brian almost make a mistake.
Okay.
Pete's studying my outfit. He's like, should I be buying this shit for
Shelly? Yeah.
Notes.
It's key. Beck, honestly, I had no idea you were coming up the steps right now. But here, I want to tell you real quick, because we do have a guest in the queue here. But I want to say real quick how it went down. We went through and we did a homage, the payback to all the participants.
I know Stella and I were watching.
Yeah. And then everybody was like Pete and Dave were like, what about Beck? Like, is she like, she like chopped
Thank
liver, you,
you
know? But I knew
Pete, why'd you give Pete Valor on that? I solely said, what about that?
Yeah, it was Dave, mainly.
Dave.
Dave.
And I got
well, you guys garden together, so you I have know. That gardening.
About to lose our second guest.
You couldn't give me that, Dave?
Oh, we're about to lose a second guest. All right. But thank you. Honestly, thank you for being a part of the show all these years. And you have done a lot of the work, and it's been really special. So thank you.
I try to keep things PC.
Yeah, PC. Mm. All right. Without further ado, that was probably the longest intro in history, but it's 10 years, and we had to catch up with some of that stuff. 10 years-ish, and we had to catch up with some of that stuff. But we have our first guest joining us right now. I'm so excited to have him on, and I don't know the number. Brian DeCarpenter, you might be able to give it to me, has to be one of the guests that's been on the most. He has to be right up there.
Four times.
I would say that's
– Is this four or is this five
this
tonight?
This is five tonight.
Yeah. Wow.
He's right at the top. Joining us now, the one and only, a.k.a. Z, a.k.a. Mark Zona. Mark, how you doing tonight? Z, what's going on?
Mike, I know you're a nutbag about horror movies. I asked the Carpentry man. There's a big Amityville horror marathon, so I wanted to be the first guest. Get this knocked out. I mean this. What's funny is when... Gosh, man, this is weird. It's a bittersweet. It's a great anniversary. And what you guys have done, number one, I do not think you've given Beck enough credit. Karen, the Scorpion Woman, is married to a 100% Italian man. She is Mike Iaconelli Inc. Okay, I know that as a Mike, you're a handful, as the kids call it, right? but what's funny is while you guys were talking, Dave and Pete and Brian, and I mean this, half of my kids' life have grown up with this. And look, this is
it's crazy.
It's crazy, Mike.
It's crazy.
Right? I'm going to rewind. I think I watched the first one and, correct me if I'm wrong, I think Ed Bassmaster was on.
Yes.
Right?
Wow.
So let's include him. Let's include him.
Yep. Wow.
And I remember saying to the Scorpion Woman, I said, Karen, they're swearing. They're using the F word. Karen, they're drinking. They're drinking on camera right now. And I was like, this is the best shit I've ever seen in my life.
Oh my God.
But what I found, Mike, was you're right. What you and Pete were talking about, it was not, look, we live in the world of eighth-ounce sinkers and three-aught hooks and all that stuff. So listen, I came on Ike Live, and I got, we're doing this, and I can't, and all of a sudden, Pete and Justin, they invite me to Bass University. Well, hell, I thought that was just like Ike Live. I could just anyway, those are some of the memories, but I'll tell you, if it's okay, I'm going to pull the curtain back. Before you had this studio, the studio that was in your basement.
Yeah.
So I came into that.
Oh, yeah.
You and I were going to tape on Chesapeake Bay.
Yeah.
And I came in that studio, and I'm telling you, it was a sweatbox. It's the 90s. Right?
Yes. It was so Wayne's hot. World. Wayne's World. Party time. God. Excellent.
I hate to do this. I have to call out Brian the Carpenter. I got to do this, man, because – like you said, look, man, I like a libation, right? Well, let's celebrate a little bit. Brian the Carpenter is slightly a lot like Alan from The Hangover, to where you're like, the hell's this guy doing? Him, man? What's going on?
I would agree with that.
I think that's accurate.
Like, that's here's accurate. What I can tell you. There was never a cup half empty. There was a cup half empty. Anyway, seriously. Looking back on all those years, dude, all of you, shit, man. Dave, you're the story. You're a little bit like, hate to make another movie analogy. You're a little bit like the Knish and Rounders. You come in real cool, and then I'm like, do I like that guy? No, I love him.
Dude, it's been great. Here's the thing. I want to say this. A lot of people watching and listening, if they look at our careers in this sport, they'll probably see some differences. But what they don't realize is we're a lot alike. We are a lot alike, down to the scorpions we have, to everything else. We're a lot alike. But I want to say this. I really appreciate you because you have been one of our most honest and outgoing and not afraid to hold back guests. And that's important. Yes, you have. And that's important. And I think that's a little bit of maybe the Italian, maybe how you grew up or whatever, you know. But it's great because we've had guests where, dude, we are prying the stuff out of it. We are trying so hard. And, you know, not to throw anybody under the bus, you know, some of these guys are so good and so perfect. Kevin Van Damme, excuse me. It's hard to peel back and get the real. And we've always been able to get that from you. And I appreciate that.
Well, and Mike, Zona gets our sense of humor because we have a really
That's
dry,
yeah.
Like, fuck with each other sense of humor. Yeah,
there's no doubt about that.
And we have this policy that we don't make fun of anybody. We make fun
of everybody.
Of course. And that includes yourself. If you can't make fun of yourself, you can't be part of the crew.
Yeah.
Hell, you guys made me a great target for quite some time. There was a time I was going to put a hit out on Stormtrooper. you know what's and I don't know why this is. I apologize for this. The fella that's in the other studio area that said, oh, there's some great gentlemen in the fishing industry. Hey, bro, have you only been here 3 hours?
No, I was saying the same thing.
I said the same thing, too, and Pete corrected me. So,
I mean, you know what's – the other side, you guys know this, is when – look, Jeffrey started, you know – live stuff, doing Bass Zone. I was like, wow. And then all of a sudden Bassmaster, shit, I remember bitching to Tommy Sanders that we had to do 1 hour of live coverage a day. I'm like, this is just horrible. Can you believe what they're working us through? Right. And it's kind of right when Ike Live started, you know, it just, I think it was just after 2007 is when Bassmaster Live. Anyway, long story short, I had the bright idea. It was a brilliant idea. I was like, Karen, I'm going to do 4 hours of live fishing content on the water. Instead of doing shows, I'm just going to go out there and hammer on them. Mike, possibly the worst idea I've ever had.
That's crazy. I got to ask you just something straight up. And we had Becky and Brian the Carpenter worked really hard before the show to get a lot of our guests that we've had over the years to send a little phone segment and just a little clip, you know, saying something they remembered about the show. And I don't know, let's say, you know, they got 24 of these clips that came in, and it was unbelievable the amount of them that said, holy shit, 10 years? We can't believe you haven't been canceled or fired in those 10 years. I mean, not honestly, like, I remember shows, you know, where we sat here and I thought, oh my God, this is it. I'm getting the call. Yeah. I'm getting the call tomorrow.
Did you guys ever get any calls?
Yes. From Becky.
What
the hell were you guys talking about last night?
Yeah. It was only when they did that after hours.
The after hours.
And I'd be like, you guys were too drunk and you're too much of a liability.
Yeah, yeah.
Mike, I don't take offense to what I'm going to say right now. 90% of all your shows, I only watched the last 30 minutes of
the show. That's when they get good.
The last and best 30 minutes of the show.
Yeah, when nobody can end the show and we just keep bantering about, like, Brian's bicycle or something.
Brian's Huffy.
Brian's boat build was one of the top three hardest laughs I ever had.
Oh, yeah. Like,
wanted, scarecrow.
Like, I wanted my life to end at one point during that laugh. It hurt so much.
It was. Now, here's the thing. Z, you mentioned the old studio. And the old studio, as much as I love this new studio, and it's great. There's more room. It's not a sweat box. But the old studio was special. And it's hard to describe it. Best thing I could say is, like, if you I made this analogy, but if you listen to music and you have a favorite band, right, and you remember, like, those first years of that band, like, dude, it's the shit. It's the special music. Yeah. And even though if you still listen to them 20 or 30 years later, nothing replaces those early days. And I feel like that about the old studio. Yeah. But we've had some memorabilia in and out of that studio. And the one piece that I regret losing, but I'm happy to lose, was our deer head. Z, got to tell us, do you still own the Ike Live deer head?
That deer head has taken some hits. So to go for full circle for all the viewers, you guys were having an auction, and it was after I came and did live in the sweat box. Becky was having an auction. I said, hey, I believe, you know, in the Ike Foundation, everything you guys have done for City Kids, that's what I grew up as. And I said, we'd like to donate $1,000, but I want that deer head. I want the deer head.
Yeah.
So you guys boxed it up. It had like a ninja bandana or something.
The Karate Kid. Yeah, Karate Kid bandana.
Here's what was jacked up about that deer. So, Mike, I deer hunt a lot. So does my wife. So that deer came, and Karen goes, "What the hell is this thing?" And I would send you, and Carpenter, I would send you guys pictures of this little 4-point, right? Next to some of the most majestic bucks that walk Earth. So, I mean, pure breeding steeds of the woods, right? And here's what was messed up about it. Whoever would come in the fishing barn, the first thing they would lay their eyes on was your deer.
Hammered.
What one doesn't fit here? What's going on with
your Oh man.
He's in good keeping, but I'm not gonna lie, through a few barn parties, he has taken some darts.
Heck yeah. Like I said, I hated losing that, but I'm so glad it went to it. You know, like, went to a good home. You know, it's like a dog you've had that you can't keep anymore, and you're like, as long as it goes to a good home.
He came from a barber shop that I remodeled.
Mike, he does not have 9 lives. Evidently, he has 9,000 lives.
That's awesome. I'm looking at our new deer, and he's so puny.
Oh, he's puny too.
He's like punier.
On the Bashy podcast, they keep asking us, why do we have a doe on the wall?
That's pretty funny.
Doe with small horns.
Saddest thing.
Oh. Let me remind everybody. transition.
It's more than going backwards.
So we might be canceled yet, even after 10 years. Let me remind you, you're watching the 10th year anniversary. We've got Z on the line. If you have a question or comment, please send it through. Z, I gotta bring this up because this is something we've dealt with in our 10 years, and I know you've dealt with this. And I don't know if I'm looking for advice or maybe I don't know what I'm looking for here, but we've had guests on the show that left with a bad taste in their mouth. We've had guests on the show that literally have called me, text me that night, that next morning.
No!
Oh my God. And I know you've had this. Won't talk to us over the years. Like, and I know
over,
you know, whatever, but your role at Bassmaster, you have to, you know, I know you have these same things happen to you. So I don't want to call it hate, but that controversy.
I'm going to guess that maybe they're the same people, Michael.
They might be. But so I guess this is what I'm asking you. Like, part of me is like, the Jersey part of me is like, screw them, because we've never did anything maliciously. It was for fun. And if they fell out because of that, then screw them.
We've all been in trouble here. We've all been fired for shit that we shouldn't have been doing. Like, we're all got some dirt under our fingernails too, you know?
It's not like we're
hypocrites or something.
Yeah, so part of me feels bad and the other part of me doesn't. But how do you deal with that, Z? How do you deal? Because I know you get some of that too.
Hope that they go to another tour.
Fuck yeah. Hold on.
Oh, man. Oh, that's so good.
No, seriously.
You just won our other deer here. We're sending it to you.
In all honesty, and you know this, is number one, I think you've had a lot of fun with people at their expense, at your expense. It's a different situation than actual coverage. But what's funny is... it's taken me a long time to be able to answer this question. Mike, you and I have had wars together.
Oh yeah.
Wars together.
Oh yeah.
Best buds. Could 5 minutes later could be, dude, screw off. It's all good.
Yeah.
But there are some grudge holders in this industry that will. And what I, it's taken me a long time. Look, there are certain people now that fish bass that do not, the hardest one I ever dealt with, ever to cover was Denny. Because Denny Brower was his career, he was ending his career right when content was going this way.
Yeah.
Internet content. And the internet, and you know this, all of you know this. Internet content was and is, it lets those secrets out. It lets those, you know, those things maybe out probably earlier than they should be in an event.
Yeah.
And Denny was a monster, dude. He was, Mike, you've kicked me out of your boat. Denny has kicked me out of his boat every time I've been in it.
Mike fell out of your boat.
You did too. Boy, you and I had some words that day too. Mike, somewhere Wes Miller got that content. It was fantastic.
So, Mike, how does a Chicago Italian argue differently than a Philly Italian?
I would say the only difference is the accent and the inflection might be a little different, but the tone and the depth of yelling and arguing is the same. I throw you under the bus a little bit, Z, on this one. I've seen you at a bar before sort of get heated with somebody. And, dude, it was like looking in the mirror. It is exactly the same. And, you know, I didn't know. I'm like looking at this. I'm like, holy shit.
Was that when I almost punched Boy Duckett's brother?
It might have been. Yeah. But, you know, like you wonder, like I'm looking at it. I'm like, is it the alcohol? No, it's not the alcohol. That's just the way he is. And I'm like, I'm like that too. It's fire. You're fiery. It's cool. Yes. You know,
I think it's where you guys are from, like Philadelphia, Chicago. Yeah. I know an Oklahoma Italian and he's like cruise ship ice. You know what I mean? Like, they just taste bad, you know? Like, I don't know. It's not the same, dude.
Cruise ship ice.
Oh, my God. I don't know. Some of that's nature. It's nature. Having birthed children with Italian blood,
yeah,
there is...
It is nature.
I mean, you can try to nurture that fieriness out, but it is just
it's your,
nature.
Where you grew it up, is. It's your parents.
Yes.
It's your siblings. It's your peers. It's your friend group.
Having no Italian blood in me, I have to tell you, it's very alarming the first time you see it. Because... An Italian spews venom, fire, flames.
I understand
things
that
you never imagined could come out of someone's mouth, let alone that they imagined it, created it, and it came out. And then 5 minutes later,
it's gone.
Gone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm the long fuse, and when I blow, it's a week until I can even look you in the eye again. Yeah.
Do you ever think marrying an Italian would give you insight into Rosemary's Baby?
Yeah. Compels you.
Yeah. That's crazy. All right, Riz, what do we got coming through the IM? You want to shoot a couple through? Brian DeCarpenter,
yeah,
Riz?
Yeah, actually.
Vegas, who's doing the IM tonight?
Nate Coy said that we need to do a prank call later in the show to Tommy Sanders.
A prank call to Tommy? That might be good. Tommy, actually, we had Tommy on the couch, and this is the craziest thing. Like, you know, Z, like, you've been around and you have people in front of you or in your boat or in your house that you can't quite believe they're there, right?
Yes.
Like, I got to fish with Roland Martin and Jimmy Houston in the same 2-day period, and I was, like, in shock. I, like, whatever you think about those guys, I couldn't believe it.
It feels weird. It's awkward.
It feels weird. Yeah. It feels weird, right? Because, like, I'm looking at these guys and I'm like, holy shit, these are my heroes. You know what I mean? These are like, that's Jimmy and that's Roland, you know? And that's incredible. But what was I talking about here? Oh, what did
Tommy Sanders?
Tommy Sanders. So we had Tommy on the couch and I couldn't believe it. You know what I mean? Because Tommy's like, big time hero for me, like what he does and how good he is at it. He's a hero. We had him on the couch and Brian DeCarpenter came up with this skit involved helium, and Tommy Sanders was going to take a hit of a helium balloon and spew out some lines. And I couldn't believe it. I was so dumbfounded that Tommy Sanders, my hero, the utmost professional, sounded like a mouse taking a hit of helium. It was incredible.
Tommy did live through the late 70s, Mike.
That helium was just nothing. That was a blinking yellow light.
Oh, yeah.
You're still the only person that uses that utmost.
Utmost.
It's not a word.
It is a word.
I looked it up.
Nah, Vegas, is utmost a word? He said he doesn't have his phone.
It's from your DJ.
It's utmost. Yeah. Utmost means more than most, like uppermost, like better than most. Z, Becky?
I thought it was a word.
It is a word.
Look it up.
I'm utmost okay with it.
Utmost, yeah.
It's a word.
All right. Like the way word. You spelled it on your DJ cards, it wasn't a word.
Okay, it might it not have been exist. A word to waste. I can't spell anything
carry on.
Correctly.
No, so, it's a word. Most extreme.
How's it spelled?
Greatest. U-T-M-O-S-T.
And Mike spelled it upmost.
Upmost.
Oh, look at that. That's like him and his chimneys.
Whatever.
Yeah, but hip-hop, you're whatever.
He can't spell shit.
You know what I'm talking
about. When Tommy was here, and then we went to commercial break, and they got up and left.
Did they? Yeah. They got the hell out of it as quick as they could.
Come on, guys. And he clapped his hands, and everybody jumped up and out the door.
Gone.
Now what do we do?
Yeah, I wasn't invited to come in for that show, oddly enough.
That's correct.
You know?
You are correct.
Getting out of there before you made him do some other kind of drug.
Or he triggered him, and he's like, yo, let's go get some real shit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's going to go down to Camden.
Yeah.
Make a Camden run. Here's the only other big question I have to know, and I think this is you're a great person to ask, is how do you keep it going? Because I struggle with that right now.
Yeah, why didn't you hit Boyd's brother?
No, yeah, why didn't, no, it has nothing to do with that. Like,
Somebody back me off, I can tell you that I do.
Yeah.
But Z, you've
done
it.
Do you regret not hitting him? Is the question? That
yeah,
it's been coming across the board.
It has.
My career's not done yet, bud.
Z, you've done a great job with your career. You know, from way back when with Kumar to now with this amazing TV show that's however many years.
That's how many years, Z, since you started broadcasting?
Forever, right?
So 20 for Bassmaster and Zona Show since the ESPN days. I think we're on like 17 now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's twice as long.
That's twice as long. So, yeah. So
it's
the
like 20 in like 5 years.
Right. It's like 20 in like 5 years. So the question is, how do you keep it going? Because I feel like the show, as amazing as it's been and dynamic, I feel like it's ready for the next thing. And you know, how did you keep it going? And how do you keep things changing and evolving?
And Mike, you know this. Dude, you are Madonna of this industry. I'm not saying, as goofy as that sounds, things that you have touched, that you've worked with, whether it's been City Limits or your tournament career or this that we're doing right now, or Bass University with Pete and the gang and all that, to me, I really only have two gigs, man. I do Bassmaster, which that one's easy. When I get bored, I just start talking about whatever I want to do when the fishing's slow. But the nice thing about Bassmaster, it rolls itself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And when we have it, you know, we have an off period, your batteries recharge and we're good to go when Okeechobee starts. So that one kind of, it rides itself. But when it comes to Zona World and Zona, what I've learned about myself is when you get 5 years in, 10 years in, and you're like, shit, man, what do I do next? What do I do next to keep? And what I really learned, whether it's right or wrong, it works for me in my head, is I purposely every year try to put myself, look, man, if you know this, you have your go-to places, the Lake Ontario's, the Chesapeake Bay's that you guys grew up on.
Yeah.
And the problem is we always want to go back to the comfort well.
Yeah.
The comfort well is, I hate to say this, the comfort well is lazy, the comfort well is boring, and the comfort well is safe. The last really 3, 4, 5 years on Zona Show, I go to places that are not that known in bass fishing, and try to do things where it makes me uncomfortable. And I hate it while I'm doing it, but when I look at the final product, I'm like, that was good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
At least in my – hell, somebody could watch it. Man, that sucked. But the more I can make myself uncomfortable and see new things, I know it energizes me instead of, hey, let's go to Detroit River and drag a tube around, Mike. How's – If that makes sense. The more uncomfortable I am, the more energized I get.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think some of it too has to do with Pete, has to do with the environment being different, you know? And it's like the environment of podcasting now, of webcasting, is so different than it was.
Crowded.
It's crowded, right? It's so different than it was
3 or 5 or 7 or 10
years ago, you know? And it's like, you know, I still want to be fun and different, you know, and it's like, how can we keep changing and evolving to be fun and different, you know, break away from the 1,752 fishing podcasts there are, you know?
And that's something you hear from a lot of highly successful people like you, Mike. In your career, you've gone after a lot of different ventures in fishing, whether that just be from a straight business perspective to fishing for different species to all kinds of different things. And like you always hear, you got to embrace the uncomfortable. You got to put yourself in those uncomfortable situations because or else you're never going to grow.
Yeah.
I feel like Howard Stern to fight every one of them.
You know what's really strange about what you just said? And every one of you, Vegas, I'll even throw you in this loop right now, my friend, is what I have found, especially this year, is I find myself when I'm taping a show, you're staring at your live technology, okay? There is nothing more boring on planet Earth than it's like watching my cameramen are talking to somebody that's texting. Oh, yeah, all right. Well, hold on. He's looking at it. He's starting to move. And this is a true story. And it actually aired is when I found myself staring at it, and this season more than any, Mike, I would be crushing them out on a break. Crushing them off of live technology and go, guys, we're going to those docks. I cannot do this. I cannot do this.
Yeah.
I'm losing my sixth sense of bass fishing right now.
Yeah.
And there was a show that aired with Corey Johnston. And we're just staring at it and staring at it and staring at it. And granted, dude, we're catching 4 to 6 pounders. It's going. But I just start bombing a 3/4 ounce out, right? Blah, 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 doing that stuff. And I'll never forget this. I'll never forget the sentence that he said because it aired in the show. He goes, wow, did you actually catch that fishing?
It's crazy. It's so crazy.
Yes.
It's so bizarre.
So, Mark, what are you guys going to do this year? Like I heard where they're doing HDMI hookups to the Humminbird units and going to get a direct feed into the units so that it can be more dynamic during your coverage.
Pete, I think, and I've made this statement, I think that if and when that happens, I think that's in the World Series of Poker, when their ratings went up, remember the camera on the table?
Under the cards,
The cards, to me, that's what it is in –
Yeah.
If you can split screen like we are right here, if you can split screen what the angler's doing, his retrieve, and what he's seeing, that's all well and great. But now we're going to go back to some of those anglers that maybe are upset with this show or me as a human being. They're not the easiest people to get along with where they're like, oh, yeah, just plug right into my depth finder. I'm fine with that. that is going to be, I think, the hardest part is going to be what anglers are consent to it and are open to it and what anglers, because look, there's obviously a group of anglers that are superior with it the way they fish right now, correct?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
You think them anglers are going to let you plug into the, are you nuts?
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
I don't know. Can I just tell you, I love this idea. Have you ever seen that show Nailed It? Yeah. Nailed it. It's the cooking show where like they find these people who can't cook or bake to save their lives.
Yeah.
And then they have them make these really ornate things. Well, one of the things they have is multiple challenges. And if you win like the first challenge, then you get help from the head baker and you can like penalize the other bakers. How cool would it be? You plug into their electronic units. The guy on day one that's in the lead can just for 5 minutes just clear everyone else's like their units out. Like for 5 minutes, nothing's there.
This sounds like little, like this sounds like, this sounds like Major League Fishing. It's like the same thing.
Their 5 minute penalty. You know what I mean?
Sounds like Major League Fishing.
Zona, how do you think this conversation would go? Like Jacob Vila, can we plug the receptacle?
Oh, please let that happen. Please let that happen.
We promise we won't steal your wave.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, it'll start snowing the minute that happens.
That's the ear hole.
Yeah. That's the ear hole. Dude, I hope they do that. I would let them plug in to my active target, no problem.
Right.
But, you know, on one condition, that I could jump naked in front of the active target. So everyone can see my Peyronie's disease.
The carp.
Stop. Stop.
We're fishing for carp.
What?
that? Peronis. Everybody has Peronis that season. Okay? Yeah. It's like a carrot.
What's that? Is that the Ben?
That's a Ben Payton. It's a Ben carrot.
You got a Ben all the time.
Yeah, the Peronis.
Is it Northeast or Northwest?
And he's like, he can't remember what the goes name both of ways. Anything.
One's a better Ben
South,
than the other.
Southwest?
Yeah, Gonzo's a worse Ben than the other one. If you have the Peronis.
South, Southwest.
Hold on, yeah. You got this? You got that?
I don't have it. I'm just messing around.
You want the crescent. You want the crescent moon.
You want the other one. Yeah, you don't want Gonzo.
I bet Mark and Tommy have this conversation all the time.
All the time.
All right, Z, I'm checking the Ike Live social feeds.
Don't say Steve Pellegrino.
No, I have a couple of them. Don't say Steve.
You wore that one out.
No. This one.
Is it alive?
This one's actually from Paul Eargang. And Paul wants to know, so, Z, have you and Dave, a.k.a. Stormtrooper, officially buried the hatchet? That's a good question.
I never had a problem with Z. I like him. He's one of my favorite guys.
Well, that's a good question.
But Z's the one putting hits out on me.
So, to what it was, you know, I took a few arrows from Dave when I came out with Zone Alive, which was a polar – it was not even relatable to what – Ike Live is.
Yeah, I got to remember what I did.
He's throwing darts at me. And I told Brian the Carpenter, I said, does he get mad at NFL Live? Does he get mad at Good Morning Live?
I remember. He came out with Zone Alive, and then I started like saying all these new ideas that he had were like slight mimics of what Mike had.
Totally.
Like, never give up. It was like, don't stop trying. Like, he's going to have all these...
That's what it was. That's what almost got me killed.
Don't ain't even that fucking hard.
God damn, you don't know. Philadelphia Italians would have killed me for that, but Chicago Italian will.
Look, I'm a very thick-skinned human being, but boy, when I do get rubbed, the Carpenter knows I will snap.
Yeah, because when I met you for the first time, we met at the Classic, and you like squared off with me, and you're like, "Damn, why are you so big or something like that?" You're like, "Damn, you're so big or something." I don't know. I was about ready to shake your hand and give you a hug, and you're like sizing me up like.
Look, I'm that big now, man. I'm in the ring.
It's like he like wouldn't have, but he was like, I maybe couldn't have punched him in the face if I wanted to. That's what I felt. You know what I mean?
Right. Oh, you hurt Dave's feelings.
I did.
The second question's way more mild, and this one's from South Philly Fred. And South Philly Fred wants to know, Z, who's going to win the Super Bowl?
Money.
Chiefs or the Eagles?
Boy.
Be honest. Z, you know the rule in the show. You just got to be honest. Anything else doesn't matter. You got to be honest.
I am not a Chiefs fan. I was so praying that it was going to be the Bengals and the Eagles. And look, dude, two of my coworkers, Mike McInnes and Mercer, they're like I am with the Chicago Bears, okay? If you look, and granted, look, y'all won a Super Bowl a couple years ago. So I'm always kind of rooting for the team that hasn't won one in a while. But I hope the Eagles kick the living shit.
Hey! Hell yeah.
Makes me so happy because, you know, Mercer's he's been harassing.
Oh, yeah. You got heavily. A little.
Now he even has his wife harassing.
Ooh, yes. Yeah.
He said, we're at war with the Iaconellis for the next 10 days. I'm like.
Yeah. Now, why is Mercer? Why?
Yeah, how is the Canadian?
Yeah, it's
so
not the
Canadian.
Toronto Argonauts that we're playing. Like,
this
I don't even get
is so
it.
Dumb what I'm going to tell you. Because I asked the man, I'm like, Toronto, Kansas City, not close in proximity.
Yeah.
And
no.
I asked him, I said, Dave, what give me a reason. He goes, I just love Joe Montana. I said, he's a 49er, dog. I'm like, that's it? That's where you connected with him? But I'll tell you, like, over – and look, there's a part of me I'm not a jealous human being, but the Bears passed over Patrick Mahomes to get to Mitch Trubisky.
Yeah, I'm jealous, man.
I am. Yeah, but Chicago has to draft a Pollock, dude. You can't miss that draft.
Come on, dude. I do feel like the Bears next year. Well, see, now I sound like a loser. I'm a dork. I feel like Justin Fields is a lot bit like Jalen Hurts. You get him some weapons, we're good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Mark. Thanks for the confidence right there, Mike. Yeah.
Hey, feel free to ask Mercer if he thinks Sammy Hagar started Van Halen with him and Joe Montana. You know
what I mean? Nailed it.
Yeah.
Well, Canada was going to have a pro football team, and they at the last minute they decided to nix it because of the name. They were going to call them the Zebra Massals.
There's like three people in the world that would get that your joke.
What? No.
I loved it.
And Tom and John never watched the show. You're best friends, so me and Brian.
Oh man. Well, if Mercer's watching right now,
go Eagles.
That's all I gotta say. Go Eagles.
Yeah, I don't get that. Like Mercer loving on the Chiefs. I don't see the affinity. Like,
it's
doing the Saskatchewan Rough Riders or whatever.
Look, I get the McInnes thing. He's a couple hundred miles away from the Chiefs. But I will say that Mercer is the biggest Chiefs fan I've ever met in my entire life. Like he feels like he is part of the team.
What is it with McGinnis's like Jedi mind voice, right? Like when he talks. When I was a kid, and I would watch that show, right?
Yeah.
Like if I could pay attention in school the way I did to his voice, like I would have been a valedictorian, dude. I would have lit
Jerry?
Shit up.
You talking about Jerry?
Oh.
Yeah, like his voice. Like there's something about him. Like he's Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Like he was
Dave,
Obi-Wan.
Dave, that's weird. That's weird you say that, because when he kind of gave me his spot, because it was him and Tommy doing Bassmaster when I started. And what was really strange was that he would come into studio and sit and just listen and watch. And I didn't, you know, I was a kid, dude. Yeah. It's two decades ago. And like you just said, you're staring at Jerry McCann. Dude, I've watched that stuff since I was that tall.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I would say something offhanded, and he would light my ass up, right? And I would think to myself, this is so awesome. I'm getting friggin' torched by Jerry McCann.
Well, come on, that's like a Midwestern torch. What was that like?
Yeah.
No, Mike knows that. There's a reason Jerry's called the Hammer.
Really? Oh,
yeah.
I'm thinking more like a match that was blown out 3 minutes early. You know what I mean? Like, it ain't going to burn you that hard, dude.
I saw him cork off about three or four times. One time was on me, and it was impressive. It was impressive.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, it was one of those times I knew not to respond.
Wow.
Oh, man. Yeah. Wow.
We had, you know, that was one of the moments that, like you said, Dave, that I felt like Ike Live, oh, my God. Jerry McInnes is on the Ike Live show.
Yeah. You feel like you've made it.
Holy
you know, when
crap.
You have somebody like that on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's yeah. Like, wow. That was a great show. We had Jerry on. And it was great too, because he had just written his book. And we were really getting to dive into a lot of like his life and what got him to that point.
The dog, right?
We were talking about the dogs, of course. Yep. Everybody's so iconic. But you're right, Pete. When we had Jerry on, it was like, and that was early in the Ike Live show. And it was like, holy shit, we're like a real podcast. Like people care, you know? And there were a few other times where it felt like people in the industry were actually listening live. And it was like, damn, people really give a shit. And that's cool. It's a good feeling, you know, that people responded to the show. You know?
It's funny. You guys hit this off the top. If you really think about in Mike, you made this comment, and I was processing it when I was listening to your intro. that everything in your world is, has been, always will be, it is connected to fishing. Because, dude, besides managing two fantasy football teams, and I mean that, and chasing deer around, I am a very shallow human being. There is not a lot of depth in here, bud. If you really look at the decade that you guys have been a family and created, you guys were a podcast before podcasts were cool. You were. I mean that. If you look at what has happened in the professional fishing industry in the 10 years of your guys' existence to this sort of anniversary, I don't know what it is, nine months and a week.
I call it 10.
It's loose.
Nine years. I think there's been more that has gone on the last 10 years than obviously than the history of this sport of fishing. And you guys have attacked some incredible. I was a part of a few of those with you as a guest. You never softballed stuff and took it on. And I have a big respect for that.
Well, dude, I appreciate it. And when Brian came up with the ideas for who was going to come on the show, and he said you were going to come on, I was so happy, because it means a lot for you to come on and say that and support this premise. So, Z, thanks for being our first guest on our 10th anniversary show. That means a lot, dude. That means a lot. It really does. It really does.
Listen, I mean this. You guys have been awesome. Knowing from experience, I'm going to now celebrate. But I don't do that till I'm done being a guest on the iCloud.
Z, thanks for coming on the show. I am definitely going to see you around this year and make you a promise. I'm going to catch a bass this year. So,
Mike, I always look forward to our top 10 calls going into live coverage. So make sure that I get to make about 6 or 7 of those this year.
You got Thanks, it. Guys. You got it. There'll be more this year for sure. Mark Zona, everybody. The one and only Z on Ike Live. Yes. Heck yeah.
Hey, awesome. Beck, the trolls are selling Ike hats on Facebook again.
Isn't that crazy?
Dude, so, why does Facebook not have an option when you report a fake account?
I know.
Scam.
I have no
idea. Just so everybody watching knows, we'll never ask you for your credit card information if you won something. Please ignore these people that are – the scams are crazy.
But why does Facebook not have an option for that?
They should have an option for that.
Oh, they miss it? No.
We report them over and over. It takes like a week. We finally get rid of them. But as soon as you get rid of one, 5 more come back. It's like, what is that, like the Hydra or the whatever? Like you chop off the head and 5 more come back.
Oh, yeah. Here's the thing. If you're watching right now and you see Ike Live Mike Lacanelli with an L – That's not us.
There's 5 or 6 right now.
Yeah, he's commenting to you. It's not him.
Yeah,
if he responds to you, it absolutely is him. Shit.
I don't even answer Becky's text. You think I would answer that?
I like the days of the sex bots better, because that was on you there, if you wanted to respond to those chicks. Like, this is awful.
There's only one person in this show that will respond to you, and that is Brian the Carpenter. So if you want to start, for you scammers, if you want to do a scam account, do it under Brian the Carpenter.
Brian will give you his credit card information.
Yeah.
Wow, this is incredible. This is incredible. What a great guest, Pete. I couldn't think of a better guest to have on than Z. Very
love him.
Very awesome guest. Good dude. And it was great. Some of the comments he had, you know, makes you feel good that hearing it from him.
Yeah.
We really have had an impact on people. And that's true. Great. That's great.
It's really true. And I noticed this when, you know, I deal with a lot of industry people in a lot of different ways at times.
Yeah.
And the industry people would comment to me, you know, oh, we saw it on Ike Live, or, you know, and we heard you guys talking about it on Ike Live. And it was fascinating to me that, you know, that everybody inside the industry was listening to us first.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah,
that's
true.
What an amazing time.
I don't know if they were just like, what the hell are they going to say? That, or did they were actually like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I think they were thinking that, you know, how far are they going to take it?
Yeah. We've had some amazing moments over the years, man. I mean, there's a couple that I really think back on that like stand out, you know, but one of the best, and Brian DeCarpenter, you know, this was a show where I think we had a lot of live viewers and we've probably gained a few fans and gained some new viewers, but we lost a lot of fans and we lost viewers. One of my favorite shows when I look back on it is the MLF. The announcement, and so we had shows where it was the announcement. Finally, we got to the show where we were going to announce what I was going to do with my tournament career, whether I was staying with Bass, whether I was going to MLF. And, you know, it was funny because it was real and staged at the same time. And I want to explain that. So before that show started, Brian DeCarpenter and I, of course, and Becky, you know, we all had this plan of we're going to stretch this show out to the very end. And
we had Bill Taylor.
We had Bill Taylor.
And Boyd Duckett.
We had Boyd Duckett. We had
representatives from each major league.
Representatives from Bass, MLF, and FLW on. We had built this up. And honestly, dude, the count, the live count was as high as we'd ever seen it. As high as it was for the Philly episode where we had 80 guests in studio. I mean, it was the highest ever. And we stretched them out. And so we had planned that we were going to make this announcement. And Brian had in the queue this fake beep of static and where the show cut out. Beep. Yeah. So it was planned. And, you know, like looking back at that, it was like, for a lot of shows, that's suicide. But I'm like, I love it. Like, we have to do this. Like, this is something we have to do. So that was real. You know, that was staged. That was fake.
Yeah.
But the part of it, when I think back about that show and I look back about it, the part that was real was
ready.
When I was delivering that, you hit it right on the head. When I was delivering that, deep down in my heart, I knew – deep down in my heart,
somewhere,
I knew. I'm telling you this right now. I knew that was the wrong decision.
Not to get in bed with snakes.
I knew that
you shouldn't be doing that.
I knew I shouldn't be doing that. I didn't want to do it, but like I had, like it's hard to explain, but I had to. I was an owner. But
they were saying all the things that you guys had been saying for years about Angler ownership.
Yeah,
and no entry fees. And
dude, there was almost
that was like, have you ever seen the movie The Town? When at the end of the movie they say, what is a person that grows up around a group of people and learns their deepest, darkest secrets and everything that they know about them? That's exactly what happened at MLF. Like it was a bunch of anglers that at the top made these promises to you guys because they knew that the angler group would just eat it up.
Yeah.
And then they took all that stuff and then used it as a device against you.
Yeah. So I agree with that. It's a good analogy. And at the end it was fake and real at the same time. You know, and like when I look back on it, I was like, man, I didn't want to give the right answer.
There was more onion layers than that. You're giving a very abbreviated
Shrek.
Version. There was a lot more onion layers.
You never heard that before,
the,
Brian?
Like, the TV show we knew was coming out or had it just come out and we were looking for a transition. There were so many other things going on.
There was,
on.
Yeah. Fish My City Fish My City was coming.
Right. We didn't have final answers to, so.
Yeah.
You weren't in a place.
In a place to make a great decision. But the greatest thing is the emails and texts and calls we got over the next 24 hours.
So mad.
Dude, it was great. Like literally texts. And I was looking on my social feed. You know, it was like 1,000 things saying unfollowed, not cool, unfollowed. And through all that, I was just like, yes, we did it.
There was also a lot of people that were like, the feed cut out. Feed cut out. And those are the same people who had given their credit card information to the Lacanelli.
Yeah, oh, damn. Becky.
Oh.
People,
Dave, we're like, oh, damn, Beck's been hanging around you again, way too long. No, man. Wow, that was so Dave, what you just did right there.
That was, dude.
Wow.
It was very
it's the I was shit I say pissed. When we're not live.
I'll say it like this, Dave, and I know you'll get it. I remember when South Park did that episode. They were searching for it was Cartman's dad, right? And it was like this whole build up.
It was Cartman's dad.
Continued.
Yeah.
And finally, the episode comes around, and they're like, and the father is.
Yep.
And they went to Terrence and Phillip.
Yeah.
And it was, and that show aired on April Fool's
Day. Yeah, people got so
mad.
Like,
oh my God, that's freaking brilliant. Yeah. I loved it. I knew they just pranked the whole country.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Dude, yeah. I was
And that show never got canceled. That show never got canceled.
No, but they got a lot of hate for that.
Yeah. Well, I was fine. I was fine.
Peter, I'm not done.
Prank.
Peter, I'm not done.
You double and triple prank. Good thing Brian can't find the piece of mic.
That happened, but I forgot that they got so much hate for that.
Yeah.
So when we did it, you know, I was in love with the idea. And then after the hate came in, I'm like, oh, shit, that's right.
Yeah, that backfired.
All right, Pete, go ahead.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, we had the show where I'm sitting there. I don't know. I'm pestering you. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Big announcement. For 4 hours.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to make it.
I remember everybody was so mad at how long they hung on.
Well,
because they tuned in at the very beginning. Like,
well, this was the prequel to the disaster. This was a show before that. And announced
that
you're going to make an announcement on the next show.
Mike's announcements are so insufferable. Like the China balloon floated above our country longer. Or no, shit, I fucked that up. I meant to say Mike
almost as long. Almost as long.
Here's the thing, though. Honestly, I think some of it had to do with I'm going to go back to the reality of I couldn't be honest with myself. But I want to throw it to Vegas. One of the things that was happening right around that time is we had Vegas on. I don't know if it was like that year or the next year. And the thing I love about youth and about being young, about being a kid, is that, dude, when you're a kid, you're honest. Like, you don't lie about anything because you don't know that yet. You're who you are. And we had Vegas on, and the conversation came up. Vegas, I don't know if you remember this, but conversation was like, would you think about doing this as you get older? Would you want to do this professionally? And you're like, yes, 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 I'd like to fish professionally, but I want to fish at Bass, not MLF. I remember you said that, and it was
But he gave his reason.
He gave his reason.
His reason was that he wanted to be able to come on stage with fish.
With fish. You wanted to weigh your fish. You remember saying that, Vegas?
Yeah. The only reason I wanted to do that is because I just, like, even if you have a bad day, you can still come up stage.
Yeah, you could talk to fans.
You can talk and say, like, I caught this. This is what I did. Yeah. And I'm glad. I'm happy I caught this.
Yeah. But I like that. See, and like, Vegas was being honest, but I look back on that decision that I made. I don't think I was being totally honest with myself back then.
Let's take a break.
Yeah. Let's take a break. That's a good place to take a break.
When we come back in, though, I want to ask Vegas a question.
Okay. All right. You're watching the 10th anniversary Ike Live special.
Ish.
9 to 8, 7, 6, 10, 10
It's like, how long are you actually pregnant? 9 months? 10 months?
Yeah. Somewhere along the way. It's been a great show. We got a few more surprise guests coming up. We actually had a surprise guest walk in studio. We're going to introduce when we come back. Hang in there. What's that? Oh, Mark Jeffers at Fat Cat. Okay. Is that it? No more?
And commercial break.
All right. Hang in there. When we come back, more of the Ike Live 10th year anniversary.
Good afternoon, everyone. Eric Guarino, a.k.a. Eric the Intern, coming back at you from another beautiful winter day in Florida. Right now, I am on my way to do some typical weekend Uncle Larry's activities, and I've been summoned to give my best memory from being a part of Ike Live. Now, can't really sit here and do that because my phone's about to die, and this is going to be an hour-long video if that's the case. So I'll try my best to summarize it for you. Basically, in short, my best memory being a part of Ike Live is making all of those memories with you guys, and I'll explain. So it's pretty apparent by the way I dress, the car I drive, and the amount of money that I choose to curate for myself, which is pretty much enough to pay the bills and keep going fishing, that I don't really value material items necessarily. Now, what I do value above everything else is memories. And I was reminded that more than ever in 2022, that it is really out of our control what happens today, what happens tomorrow, in a week. You just never know. Now, that being said, you can't take your money with you. You can't take your fancy, nice car with you or boat. But what you can take is the memories that you make with the people that you love. And I made so many being a part of Ike Live that it just becomes this irreplaceable thing in my eyes. You know, those 3 years were absolutely pivotal to not only becoming more of a man, figuring out what I want to do in this world, but just being around people that were actually doing what they love to do and making a living. I feel like so few of us ever even get to be around someone like that, let alone work for them and really understand what it takes. So there's really nothing else to say besides that. The individual shout outs though, there's definitely a few. First of all, above everything else, thank you to Brian the Carpenter, who became so much more than someone that I would sit next to on the shows and work with. I know the joke's made all the time that he's my illegitimate father. That is probably true. Thank you, Brian. Continue to learn from you to this day. Thank you so much to Becky and the rest of the Alpha Cats. We talk about my illegitimate dad. They were all my illegitimate mothers, I would say, as well. And I'm sure that they would agree with that statement. Becky, Janet, Kate, Dawn, Carol, thank you all. I love you all. You know that. Becky in particular, thank you for putting up with all my nonsense over the years. We're talking 20 to 23-year-old Eric here, so there was definitely some room to grow and a lot of nonsense. Pete, I didn't always laugh at your jokes because I smoke a lot of weed. I laughed at them because they were genuinely funny. Dave, you're one of the most interesting humans I've ever met to this day. I do not think that will change. Rich, you were always the homie, man. Just thank you for always being cool with me and offering me up whatever advice you had at the time. Really good dude. Powerbait Paul, I know that I only met you late in the game, but it was great to finally chop it up with you in the studio. Trying to catch a fish right now, if you can't tell, so then I can kind of ride off into the sunset holding a big bass, watch Ike Live forever. It was really cinematic in my mind. But right now we got a weird front moving through, so I don't know. Closing statements. I love you all. I would not be sitting here in this field in Florida catching fish if it was not for Ike Live and Professional Edge Fishing. So thank you, Ike Live, Uncle Larry Outdoors, forever.
I was so caught up on trying to catch a fish and make the video look cool that I missed the most important individual shout out. Thank you to Mike for being that very person that I was talking about who showed me that you can actually do what you love in this world and make a living at it. That's all I gotta say. Love you all. Ike Live, Uncle Larry Outdoors, forever.
Come on.